Hello again. This is Sarnoga. Here we are again, you and I, sitting down for a little visit. A little visit in your mind. Most minds are wonderful places for a visit. Roomy, spacious, many interesting things to look at. Some are comfortable. I have tried out a lot of them. Some are even filled with books. I have been fortunate and been invited into many different minds. They are all interesting and all different. I like most of them. Sure, some are more interesting than others, at least to me. Each mind has its own charms. And of course, everyone has their own pace when it comes to minds. Different opinions about what is comfortable, what is interesting. Some minds are just plain fascinating, some mysterious. Though there are a few kinds of minds I prefer not to visit, there are a few that are just plain unpleasant and uncomfortable. Dirty, dingy little places. Not enough space. Cramped, narrow, and bigoted. Fortunately for me, invitations into those kinds of minds are rare. And my visits to them very infrequent. Almost never am I invited back. Whenever I do find myself in a mind like that, I can barely resist the desire to take up a sledgehammer and start knocking out walls. I want to start putting in windows to let the light and air in. Some are beyond all hope, and seem so bad they are in need of a bulldozer. Or as a boy I knew would call them, a dozebozer, which seems like it might be the sort of bulldozer you could use in your dreams. But even the best of minds need a bit of renovation now. Sometimes a wall needs to come down to make room for some new thought, new direction.
Come with me now into
trance. Sometimes what is needed is a general expansion.
Down into trance.
A new addition to make way for all the activity going on.
While I play in your mind.
Minds like that can be quite fun to play in. So much room. So much going on to see, hear, taste, and explore.
My mind.
Sure, they can also be a bit chaotic, at least when the renovation is going on. But what fun! What fun, and usually what spectacular results when the work has finally been accomplished. And today, I am here with you in your mind. Such an interesting mind.
Sissy boy.
I often find that sissy boys have the most interesting minds.
Down.
So many interesting little nooks and alcoves.
Sissy boy.
Wonderful blends of color and texture. Such intriguing decorations. Plenty of interesting knickknacks and other curios, any one of which can be picked up and examined. It is very likely to lead into an interesting trance. And you have found this file and are listening. Listening as directed by your sissy boy.
Going deeper into trance.
The sissy boy in you is wanting more training and is directing you to receive more training.
Going deeper every time you listen.
But you know you will listen to this file again and again. That's right. You will listen. And even after listening, you will be looking for more files.
Sissy boy.
You will be looking for more of Sarnova's Sissy Boy training files. And listening to them. When you find them,
you found out you are just a sissy boy.
You have been a sissy boy now for a long time. You have listened to Sissy Boy training.
You're just a sissy.
And that brought out your sissy boy. Put him back in control. Yes. You may be thinking, you have really only been a sissy boy since listening to the file.
I've always been a sissy.
But it has really been much longer than that. That little sissy boy part of you had been there for so very long. Hidden. Or pushed into a closet, perhaps. But there all the same. Think about it. Think back. How old was your little sissy boy when you first noticed him?
How old were you?
Was he 4, 6, 7? Maybe 10 or 12. How old was he?
How old were you?
When you locked him away in the closet.
When you were locked in the closet.
Was he 5, 8, 9, 11? Was he a teen?
Were you a teen?
It is okay if you keep that to yourself. I was more interested in having you think about it than I was in learning the answer. Makes me wonder, now that he is out, how much growing up he has to do. Or, let's acknowledge the truth of the matter. Since you are he, and he is you, how much growing up have you to do? Sissy.
You've always been a sissy.
That's right. I'm talking to you, sissy boy. I am talking to you, and I am here to talk to you about your new interests, your new obsession. Maybe new is the wrong word. I am less than clear about when it first started. I think you were 7 or 8 at the time. But I could be mistaken. How old were you when you first started becoming obsessed with wearing girly panties?
Panty boy.
Do you remember? Was it 7 or 8? Or were you older? 11 or 12? Or were you in your teens?
Teenage panty boy.
I know you remember. Or is it a recent obsession? Something you just developed? Something you are finding harder and harder to resist? It is a secret thing you can do. A naughty thing. It excites you. When you see a girl or woman, you automatically think about their panties. You think about their panties and start feeling excited, horny, sexy. You wonder just what kind of panties they are wearing.
You're a little panty boy.
And what it would feel like to be a pair of their panties. Snuggled up tight in their crotch. Covering their pussy. Smelling their pussy. Smelling their butt. You have the thoughts. The feelings. They are irresistible. But then you feel ashamed. You know it is naughty. and you should have better thoughts when thinking of girls and women.
Little panty boy.
Besides, you know it is ridiculous to think about being a pair of girls' panties. That can never happen.
You're a panty.
You are not of much interest to girls and women. And you realize it is pathetic to dream of being a pair of their panties. That is just about where your thoughts are when you realize that while it is impossible to become a pair of girls' panties, that you can still wear a pair of girly panties.
Panty boy.
What a turn on. How sexy that would be, wearing a pair of girly panties.
Girly boy.
You can wear them and pretend to be sexy like a girl. Maybe slutty like a girl.
Little sissy boy.
Maybe if you wore girls' panties, the boys would want you, want to have you, want to do things with you. You avoid thinking of the details. You just let your entire mind become absorbed by the thought of wearing the panties. Maybe bikini panties, a G-string,
sissy,
pink panties with lace, maybe flower design, maybe black sexy panties. Any kind of panties. As long as they are girly panties.
It's a panty boy is a
bed. The thought of it makes you hotter and hornier than you already are. The thought of it drives you wild, mad with passion.
Sissy boy.
You curse yourself for being so foolish as to get worked up over the thought of wearing girly panties.
Sissy.
You wonder why you worked yourself up to desire something when you are unable to satisfy that desire, at least at the moment. You try to push from your mind the feelings brought on by thinking of wearing girly panties.
Sissy.
You want it out of your mind for now. You want to clear your mind, to focus on the problem at hand.
Good luck, sissy boy.
Where can you get girly panties? How can you get girly panties? That is what you want to think of. You want to solve the problem of obtaining some girly panties. And then, only then will you be ready to go back to thinking of wearing them.
Go with me now.
Obsessing about wearing them.
Deeper.
You are so worked up that you want to put your hand down in your pants and play with yourself. You want to.
Come on, sissy.
And you think it may be the only way you are going to get it off of your mind.
Let's go deeper.
You want to, but you know it would be less than satisfying.
How deep can you go?
You are so worked up over the thought of wearing girly panties.
Sissy boy.
That you know you will come the second you touch your little stiffy.
Come on, sissy boy.
You decide you would rather just go on being horny.
Let's go a little deeper.
You would rather just go on being horny and fantasizing about wearing girly panties. Hopefully, the thoughts will compel you to obtain some. Then you can do it. Then you can do it right. Then you can play with yourself with the panties on.
Horny boy.
Maybe. The thought seems so sexy at this moment that it occurs to you that just the act of putting on the girly panties might be enough to make you come.
Gotta have those panties, sissy boy.
You could do it all by itself.
Better get those panties, sissy.
The more you fantasize about it, the more excited you become. You begin to wonder if maybe the panties themselves are unnecessary.
Gonna come in your panties, girly boy.
You feel as though you are close to orgasm just thinking of the panties.
Sissy boy.
Just thinking of wearing girly panties like a sexy girl. Just thinking of all the boys wanting to have you.
Oh, you need 'em, sissy boy.
You try to stop it. You try to stop the thoughts. You want to avoid coming in your pants from thinking about wearing girly panties.
Panty boy.
Oh, you want to come, that is certain. You want to come so very badly. But you want to be wearing girly panties when you come. You want to have your orgasm while you are wearing girly panties. You want to picture yourself with a smooth crotch, a smooth, sexy, girly crotch, covered with a pair of sexy, girly panties.
You want to be a girly boy.
You no longer care anymore about anything but getting some panties.
But you're just a panty boy.
You are willing to beg, borrow, or steal them if you have to.
You want to come in your panties.
You suddenly realize that the chances of being loaned a pair of girly panties is zero.
Sissy boy.
You would be fine stealing a pair from your sister or mother if it was cracked.
What a sissy.
You realize that you would willingly beg a woman or girl to give you a pair. That is, if you knew any well enough. But asking a stranger for a pair of their panties is likely to be a very, very bad idea. Suddenly, buying some girly panties seems like a great idea.
Not to you, sissy.
What an excellent idea. What fun. Besides, what better way to get the best pair of girly panties than to buy them.
Ain't that like a sissy boy?
You can get any kind and color you want.
I'll bet you would.
You can go to the store.
Sissy boy.
To the section for women's and girls' panties. And buy the very ones that are the most exciting. And the whole thing will be fun.
Sure it is, girly.
It will be an adventure. Standing there, browsing through the girly panties, ignoring the looks people are giving you, impervious to the questions the people leave unasked. Unasked, but running over and over in their mind. Wondering what you are doing, browsing all the panties, wondering if you are buying the panties for yourself, and somehow knowing you are.
Better get some little panties.
They know.
To go over your little sissy pussy.
And how exciting it is for you that they know. They know by the interest you are showing in the panties that they are for you. They know. And when you finally make your selection and make your purchase, they know, without having to check to see, that you are buying panties in your own size. They know.
They're not wondering.
They know.
They know you're
and they are wondering
sissy boy.
If you are wearing girly panties right now.
They know you're a panty.
Right now, under your clothes.
Sissy.
And you stand there, feeling sexy. feeling naughty, and feeling embarrassed as you buy your first pair of girly panties.
But you're a panty boy.
You are thinking, I could do this again.
Of course you are, panty.
It was okay. You wonder if any of the men or boys that saw you were thinking how sexy it was that you were buying girly panties.
Of course you do, sister.
Wondering if they want to use you like a girl. You are excited. You want to put them on, to try them on. You want to wear the girly panties
on.
You want to wear
sissy
the girly panties and imagine, dream,
sissy,
dream sexy thoughts,
girly boy,
sexy girly panty thoughts, getting undressed and putting on your girly panties, and then getting dressed again, getting dressed again. So you can get used to the feel, absorb the feel of wearing girly panties. Get your mind accustomed to the feel of wearing girly panties like a girl, under your clothing like a girl, feeling like a girl, thinking like a girl, wearing panties like a girl, getting dressed with panties on,
sissy girly panties.
Getting dressed so you won't be tempted to play with yourself too quickly,
sissy panties.
Walking around in panties, walking around in panties, being sexy like a girl, and nobody knows, only you know. Unless they can see how sexy you feel.
Sissy panties.
Unless they can see how girly you feel.
Of course they can.
Unless they can see the longing in your eyes when the boys are around.
Of course they can.
Wistful eyes. Sexy eyes.
Like a sissy.
Slutty eyes. Eyes like a girl.
Like a sissy.
Eyes for the boys.
Like a sissy.
Eyes for all the boys. That you are wearing panties is unknown to them.
Like a pussy.
That you are feeling like a sexy girl is unknown to them.
Everybody knows.
Only you know. You look like a boy.
Like a sissy.
A sissy boy, sure. But still a boy. They are unaware that you have panties on.
But you're a sissy.
They are unaware that if they asked you for sex, you would say yes.
But they know they could take it.
They are unaware,
sissy,
that you are feeling like a sexy girl in panties, wanting a boy to take you home and undress you, wanting a boy to want you.
Better get used to being a sissy
and
boy.
Girls are so sexy. All the boys want them.
Don't be so sure.
You wish you could be a girl. And then all the boys would want you.
They can see what a pussy.
Sometimes you wish the girls wanted you. So you could have sex with them like a real boy.
See what a sissy.
Feel like a real boy. How sexy that would be, to be a real boy, and feel like a real boy, to be a real boy, having sex with a real girl. Then, you would know what he feels. You would know what he is supposed to feel. And you would know how to have sex with the boy when it's your turn to be the girl.
Oh, no, you're a sissy.
And you have a real boy of your own who wants you. You will know how how to make him feel.
Learned as a sissy boy.
You will know what the boy feels like when he is between your legs.
Pussy boy.
And right now you have a pair of girly panties between your legs. It is time to lay on the bed.
Go down with me.
Time to lay on the bed and imagine.
Deeper into trance.
Imagine the girly panties between your legs.
Sissy boy.
And now they are there. And it is unnecessary to imagine any longer. You feel the girly panties between your legs. Sexy girly panties. You feel them, and then you imagine. You imagine that all that is between your legs is your sexy girly panties. Your sexy girly panties covering your smooth, sexy girly crotch. Your sexy girly panties covering your girly pussy. And you lay there, thinking of sexy girls. As you think of sexy girls, you begin to imagine that you are a sexy girl. A sexy girl wearing a pair of sexy girly panties. Panties the boys all want to get into. Panties the boys all want to remove.
Sexy sissy panties.
You start to rub your nipples and imagine you had breasts. Breasts like a sexy girlie. And you are there. Wearing sexy girly panties.
A pair of sissy panties.
Rubbing your nipples. Rubbing your nipples on your sexy girly titties. Laying there with your sexy girly panties. Covering your sexy girly pussy.
Pussy boy.
It is easy to imagine the nipples you are rubbing. The nipples that are making you so excited are there at the tips of your sexy girly titties. It is easy. And you are hot, hot and horny, hot, horny and sexy, doubtless making the boy with you hot, horny and sexy. He can't help himself. He is rubbing your nipples now, playing with your breasts, wanting inside your panties. He is caressing your wet little pussy mound through your panties. You know he is getting stiff and will soon put an end to his waiting.
Laying with your sissy titty.
You are laying there for him, wearing your sexy girly panties, letting him play with your sexy girly nipples. He is rubbing you through your panties. And must soon give in to his temptation to remove your panties and have a go at your pussy. You know the hand at your nipples is his hand, his mouth pressed closely to yours, and you realize you are not a girl at all. You are a sissy boy. And this boy on top of you is too horny to notice, too horny to mind. He wants all he can get of you. And he reaches between your legs. His stiff dick seems to be the only one there. You gasp in pleasure. Your sexy girly panties have been pulled down, but they did their work. The stiff dick there is not yours. It is thrusting, pumping in and out, and you realize that for now, the sexy girly panties have left you with a pussy, and your pussy is being fucked by the hot boy, The boy who knows you are a sissy boy.
He doesn't care.
The boy who knows your pussy was once a penis. But he doesn't care. The boy who is fucking you, thrusting inside you, panting with exertion, groaning with pleasure, fucking and fucking your magic pussy, and you feel him coming, coming inside you, and you feel yourself coming. It is a whirlwind now of frantic sexual pleasure and fantasy. It seems as though the penis he is fucking you with is attached to him at one end, and sometimes to you at the other. His mouth presses tightly to yours, your pussy turning into his penis, and his penis into your pussy, and the two change and merge and then separate again. You feel yourself as a girl and then a boy and then a girl again. And then you are both. And then all is quiet. It is you again.
Sissy boy.
You are the sissy boy. You are he. And he is you.
Pussy boy.
You lay back and enjoy the feeling. Unable and unwilling to try to sort it all out. For now you feel good, and you know you have your panties to thank. You know you will wear them again soon, but not too soon. It was too intense to let happen again before tomorrow. You lay there, drifting off to sleep. As I sneak quietly out the door. This is Sarnoga, signing off.